Pablo for breakfast.
Acting Senior Sergeant Paul with us today. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Let's jump into everything happening with Karratha Police. You've got an operation going where you're targeting sort of regarding liquor control.
That's correct. Currently, the liquor enforcement officers, in conjunction with officers from the Karratha Police Station, are targeting compliance of the Liquor Control Act. So they're actually engaging with the managers and licensees of all the licensed premises in Karratha, looking at drunk people on premises and, you know, drunk people trying to get into the premises, and also the serving of alcohol to drunk people on licensed premises.
Now, also traffic. You've been out and about in the school zones.
We have, yep. My local traffic officers have been out targeting people in the school zones, because obviously there's been breaches of people speeding through the school zones. We've got to keep our kiddies safe, so they're out there targeting that. They're also targeting speeding on the highways with the heavy vehicles, and also with the heavy vehicles following too close, so which obviously makes it hard for, you know, when you've got a four-carriage road train heading down the highway and people try to pass, it's actually quite difficult to get past. They're all stuck together, so my officers are going to be targeting that as well this weekend and following weeks.
So what's a good reminder, if you are behind a car, just a reminder for people out there, because, you know, you get people really right up behind you. What's a good measure of thumb to be like, to stay behind? What's a good distance?
Yep, obviously, when you're, you know, depending on what speed you're doing, so you need to be far enough back that if the vehicle in front of you suddenly stops, you need to be able to brake in time so you actually don't crash into the back of the vehicle. And also, you know, when you're coming to a safe area to pass, you want to be able to get move to towards the centre of the road so you can actually see past that vehicle to make sure there's no oncoming traffic coming towards you. So, because if you're too close to the vehicle in front of you, then you actually can't see it, and you've got to get further across the road, and obviously putting your life of yourself and other people in danger by going too far across.
Good point. Now, Are You OK Day is happening today. What's Karratha Police doing?
Yep, Karratha Police, we've got the Are You OK tea, and all the posters around the office, and our guys are going to sit down. We can actually ring up. There's on live chat on the internet we can go to, and we sit down and have a cup of tea with each other. And if people want to come down and have a cup of tea and say, ask if we're okay, they can pop down and speak to my office down here.
The local police, alongside City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Shelf Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership Project, focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Acting Senior Sergeant Paul, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.